This is Apollo Control at 82 hours, 37 minutes. One of the clocks on our front display board here in Mission Control now shows that we have 34 minutes, 38 seconds until loss of signal as the spacecraft goes behind the moon and prior to the Lunar Orbit Insertion 1 maneuver. That maneuver is scheduled to be performed in 47 minutes, 56 seconds. LOI 1, ignition time is 83 hours, 25 minutes, 23 seconds. The burn duration is currently planned for 5 minutes, 58 seconds, reducing the spacecraft velocity by 2,889 feet per second. The spacecraft weight, combined CSM-LEM weight prior to the burn, will be 96,076 pounds. Following the burn, we estimate the weight will be 72,225 pounds. The Lunar Orbit Insertion 1 maneuver is targeted for a 62 by 169.3 nautical mile orbit. Lunar Orbit Insertion number 2 is targeted for a 54 by 66 nautical mile orbit. That burn scheduled to occur at 87 hours, 48 minutes, 33 seconds, with a total delta V of 161.6 feet per second. Apollo 12 is now nearing the 2,000 nautical mile mark in altitude above the lunar surface. That altitude continuing to decrease ever more rapidly, and the velocity building up at an increasing rate, now reading 5,511 feet per second. Flight Director Glenn Lunny is periodically going around the room, checking on status for the maneuver. A short while ago, he advised flight controllers that we're moving along well, according to the flight plan, and have completed all scheduled activities listed by the flight plan at this time in preparation for the maneuver. Now, the next scheduled activities on the flight plan are rolling to burn attitude, verifying the burn attitude with a star check through the spacecraft sextant, and aligning the gyro display coupler to the inertial measurement unit. At 82 hours, 40 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.